听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000, book 1.
Unit 1. Happy New Millennium. Part 1.Warming up.
Keywords. Millennium. Celebration.
Vocabulary. Chime. Millennium. Perspective. Gala. Countdown.Fanfare. Kiribati. Vietnam. Hanoi. Bangkok. Egypt.
The world has entered the 21st century. Here are some brief reports of Happy New Millennium celebrations. Now listen and enjoy.Supply the missing words.
The world is greeting the year 2000 with much celebration. The first nation to celebrate was Kiribati in the Pacific Ocean. In China, President Jiang Zemin lit a fire.To represent thousands of years of Chinese civilization. The traditional Chinese New Year begins in February. Russia, covering two continents, will have the world's longest New Year celebration.Former South African President Nelson Mandela says he is hoping for a safer and more caring world in the next century. The former president also said science has given the world new ways to meet the needs of the world population.
Service to the 21st century.
The year 2000 has arrived in Britain. When the chimes of London's Big Ben signaled midnight, huge crowds cheered as spectacular fireworks displays went along several kilometers off.
Welcome to the Pacific, welcome to Millennium Island. Very shortly, we in the tiny Republic of Kiribati will take the world's very first step into the year 2000.
New Zealand is greeting the new millennium with fireworks and parties. As the clock struck midnight, thousands of people braved rain showers to attend midnight celebrations, fireworks, and concerts.
In Australia, a fireworks display lit up the sky over Sydney's famous harbor at the stroke of midnight. Earlier, the new century began its 24-hour march around the globe in the tiny South Pacific island nation of Kiribati.
joyous celebrations took place across Asia to celebrate the turn of the century and the start of a new millennium. In Hong Kong, tens of thousands of people started the new year at the racetrack, where a horse race began just after midnight.
More than 350,000 people lined Singapore's Orchard Road to cheer the new century, while hundreds of balloons were released into the sky. In Vietnam, hundreds of thousands of people crowded the streets of Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City.
Thousand couples from around the world gathered in Thailand today to mark the new year with a mass wedding. The day-long ceremony began in the morning with grooms meeting their prospective brides and exchanging gifts in a convention center in the capital of Bangkok.
South Korean president announced the birth of the first South Korean baby of the millennium.
In Japan, millions of people wish for good fortune in the Year of the Dragon. In Tokyo's waterfront area, 10,000 people enjoyed a gala countdown to the new year.
People across the world are welcoming the year 2000 with fanfare and celebration. The spectacular Dusk to Dawn light show is marking the beginning of the new century at the Pyramid in Egypt.
Just over an hour ago, millions of people in Western and Central Europe welcomed the new year with fireworks and open-air parties.
Part 2. The Time Ball.
Keywords. Time ball. Drop. Time signals. Tradition.
Vocabulary. Install. Observatory. Revive. Sweep. Viable. Hoist. Gravity. Mechanism. Aluminum. Flavor. Sponsor. Greenwich. Miami. Atlanta.
A. Listen to some statements about the time ball. Fill in the blanks with what you hear on the tape.
The time ball was originally used as a marine timekeeper.
The Greenwich time ball is said to be the world's first public time signal.
The ball is automatically raised halfway up the mast at 12:55 p.m. to the top at 12:58 p.m. and drops at 1 p.m.
Around 150 public time balls are known or reported to have been installed around the world after that at Greenwich in 1833.
The U.S. Naval Observatory dropped the first time ball in the United States in 1844.
Time balls were used in many cities around the U.S. during the 19th century.
At the turn of the 20th century, dozens of time balls were being dropped around the world.
A few time balls are still ceremonially dropped around the world, ranging from New Zealand to the Old Royal Observatory in Greenwich.
B. Listen to a news report about the lowering of the time ball. Answer the questions with key words.
In this age of ultra-high technology, many places around the world will mark the start of a new year in an old-fashioned way. They will revive a 19th century naval tradition by dropping time balls when 2000 arrives. 20 sites on 6 continents will observe a tradition best exemplified by the lowering of light and time ball in New York City.
As the new year sweeps around the world, beginning at the international dateline, we are going to have the time balls dropping.
Stephen Dick is a historian at the U.S. Naval Observatory, the institution that maintains the U.S. master clock.
Everyone is familiar with the time ball in New York's Times Square, but they had a real function in the past. In the 19th century, these were visual time signals which were used to give the time.
Mr. Dick says the British Navy dropped the first time ball in Portsmouth, England, in 1829. The first U.S. time ball fell in Washington in 1844.
This remained a viable signaling method through much of the 19th century. They were dropped well into the 20th century. At the turn of the century, 100 years ago, there were approximately 24 in the United States that were still in use.
Time balls normally fell at noon local time in the United States and at 1 p.m. in Europe, the beginning of the fall marking the exact time. But this year would see them drop at midnight locally. The first time balls, about 1.5 meters in diameter, were made of wood and leather and hoisted manually by rope to drop by gravity. Eventually, in several instances, electrical motors or mechanism using water or air pressure were employed, and in some time, materials changed. The Greenwich ball is now aluminium. For this new year, some time balls will have a local flavor.
Miami will be raising an orange. I understand Atlanta will drop a peach.
Stephen Dick said San Francisco is to join the event next year, when the U.S. Naval Observatory again sponsors an international time ball drop to signal what he says is the real start of the new millennium.
C. Now, listen to a faster presentation of the material. Check your answers.
In this age of ultra-high technology, many places around the world will mark the start of the new year in an old-fashioned way. They will revive a 19th century naval tradition by dropping time balls when 2000 arrives.
20 sites on 6 continents will observe a tradition best exemplified by the lowering of the lighted time ball in New York City.
As the new year sweeps around the world, beginning at the international dateline, we're going to have time balls dropping.
Stephen Dick is a historian at the U.S. Naval Observatory, the institution that maintains the U.S. master clock.
Everyone is familiar with the time ball in New York City Times Square, but they have a real function in the past, in the 19th century. These were visual time signals which were used to give the time.
Mr. Dick says the British Navy dropped the first time ball in Portsmouth, England in 1829. The first U.S. time ball fell in Washington in 1844.
This remained a viable signaling method through much of the 19th century. They were dropped well into the 20th century. At the turn of the century, 100 years ago, there were approximately 24 in the United States that were still in use.
Time balls normally fell at noon local time in the United States and at 1 p.m. in Europe, the beginning of the fall marking the exact time. But this year we'll see them drop at midnight locally. The first time balls, about 1.5 meters in diameter, were made of wood and leather and hoisted manually by rope to drop by gravity. Eventually, in several instances, electric motors or mechanisms using water or air pressure were employed. And sometimes materials changed. The Greenwich ball is now aluminum. For this New Year, sometime balls will have a local flavor.
Miami will be raising an orange. I understand Atlanta drops a peach.
Stephen Dick says San Francisco is to join the event next year, when the U.S. Naval Observatory again sponsors an international time ball drop to signal what he says is the real start of the new millennium.
Part 3.
Word of the Millennium.
Keywords. Internet. New words and phrases. Era.
Vocabulary. Hesitate. Era. Lexicographer. Citation. Hold one's own.
A. Listen to a report about the word of the millennium. List some of the reasons why the word was chosen. Fill in the blanks.
Ask John Morse, publisher of Merriam-Webster dictionaries, to name the word that defines the close of the millennium, and he doesn't hesitate.
Internet. No other word has become part of people's lives so quickly or has had such an impact.
He says, the Internet has swept into the American vocabulary and given birth to so many new words and phrases. Netizen, chat room, and homepage, among them, that it has come to represent an era in social history. And remarkably, Internet has managed to become the most significant word of the century in less than a decade. At Merriam, new words earn a place in the dictionary simply by repeated use in the popular press. Merriam's lexicographers spend a large part of their day reading newspapers, magazines, and now internet publications.
We first started seeing a number of citations in 1994, and by 1998 it was established in the dictionary.
Morse says,
it was just astounding.
Just a century ago, another form of communication swept into the language. In the 1898 edition of Merriam-Webster's College Age Dictionary, the hot new word was telephone. It brought massive social change and reshaped the way people did business, just as the internet is doing today. Telephone was no easy linguistic act to follow. It helped bring into popular usage a wide range of new words and phrases. Busy signals, wrong numbers, voicemail, cell phones. It also gave the United States its standard greeting, hello. But internet is holding its own, in part by borrowing words from older technologies and giving them new meanings such as bookmark, copy, and browser. Indeed, internet has created new vocabulary that has come to represent a historical era of change.
B. Now, listen again. Focus on the comparison between the words telephone and internet. Supply the missing information. Part 4. Short talks on listening skills. Listen to the short talk entitled Focus on the Main Idea. Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
Focus on the main idea. Listening and reading require many skills in common. Finding the main idea in a paragraph is just one of these skills. The purpose of this talk is to discuss what a main idea is and how to recognize the main idea.
Perhaps the best way to understand the main idea is to think of it as the central idea, or the most important idea, which gives the paragraph purpose and direction. That is to say, when you are trying to find the main idea, you are actually thinking about the purpose of the given paragraph. Is it to inform you about something? To explain? To narrate? Or is it to compare, to argue, to persuade, etc.? When you get the right answer for yourself, you're likely to have got the main idea.
The main idea of a paragraph is usually stated in what is called a topic sentence. More often than not, the topic sentence is the first sentence of a paragraph. It is followed by other sentences containing supporting details. When a difficult idea is discussed, or when the purpose of the paragraph is to persuade and convince, the topic sentence is sometimes placed at the end of the paragraph. If a paragraph has an implied main idea, it does not have a stated topic sentence. The main idea is hinted at by the sentences in the paragraph as a whole.